All right, Stephen, before you go, we do need to get an audio intro for the show.
No, I don't feel. People are still listening to the audio version?
Yeah, if we could just get.
Do they know it's a TV? It's a television program. Okay, if they want to do the audio, I mean, they've made their bed. They can lie in it or lay in it. What is it?
Lie
in it?
I'll look it up.
I don't know. Either way, they sit in a bed of lies. They're only lying to themselves. They're missing all the great video content. Well, hopefully they join at letterofcredit.com/mugclub. Otherwise, the audio video, it'll all cease to be. Oh, this is going out.
Yes, Mug Club! On October the 22nd, Donald Trump and Joe Biden will take the stage once again. Louder with Crowder will be live streaming the event with costumes, big games, and of course, drinking game. You better be there too, or Under Crowder and I will be coming knocking at your door. Oh,
yeah. Many men have come before. Now only two remain. And when the dust settles, when the defeated, rapey Jim Crow corpse is dragged off the battlefield, I will be there to look the victor in the eye. And I will utter only three words. Keep America great.
Subject for today.
I don't know if this is fishing or if this is, what is this, cranking somebody in, but I'm bringing you back in.
Yeah. No slurp?
We've been out of a rhythm. Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
What happened? The whole show. One
son of a. Okay.
I can't.
That was pretty good for a last minute.
I can't.
I was wondering, what the hell are you
last
doing?
Last week we were on the road doing Change My Minds. Then
right.
We had a 2.5-hour town hall, the dueling town halls, and so everything's been off, so I apologize, but I'm glad to be back with you.
Back in the
good
saddle.
Morning, Mug Club, this morning, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then the final debate on Thursday. That's going to be quite a bit of fun. Mm-hmm. My half-Asian lawyer, Bill Richmond, is here. How are you, sir?
Hello. Good to be here.
I'm glad to have you here. Quarterback Garrett.
Hey, what's going on?
Audio Wade.
Howdy.
Gerald Moore, how are you?
I'm well.
Are you well?
I'm very well.
Still serving your community?
Well done. Yes.
Little inside joke there. So we're going to be talking about quite a bit. The polls, the secret Trump voters today. Joe Biden, was just skimmed over from the media that he supports children, not only supports, he will change the law for children transitioning. That's what. Wait, I don't know what. and we will also be talking, of course, about Hunter Biden and the new laptop and perhaps child pornography on there. I don't know.
Who knows? Listen,
that's what people have said. I would never say that's what people are talking about. That's what they are talking about.
Terrible. True statement.
I heard the QAnon don't like pedophiles, so I don't know them, but I too do not support pedophiles.
As well.
Is that a conspiracy? I don't, you tell me. It is. Well, then, I guess I hate pedophiles in a conspiracy. But first, before we get to all those stories and your questions, here's the, well, just watch Joe Biden, Jake Tapper claiming that he is a stutter.
Every time he comes on stage or they turn to him, I'm like, Joe, can you get it out? Let's get the words out, Joe. You kind of feel bad for him.
How do you think it makes little kids with stutters feel when they see you make a comment like that?
First and foremost, I had no idea that Joe Biden ever suffered from a stutter. I think what we see on stage with Joe Biden, Jake, is very clearly a cognitive decline.
Okay.
That's what I'm referring to. It makes me uncomfortable.
You are so amazing. It's so amazing to me
and try and figure out an answer.
A cognitive decline.
Well, you're trying to tell me that what I was suggesting was
I think that you were mocking his stutter. I think you were mocking his stutter, and I think you have absolutely no standing to diagnose somebody's cognitive decline. I would think that somebody in the Trump family would be more sensensitive to people who do not have medical licenses diagnosing politicians
from afar. Let me be really clear about this.
Wow.
Joe Biden doesn't have a stutter. Okay. In fact, it wasn't even Googled until 2019. I want to be clear. Wow, the really? Only mention of it was somewhere in 2013. Like, hey, fun fact, he had it when he was a kid, and now he's claiming it. No, listen. Yeah. He doesn't have a stutter. He didn't have a stutter. It was never even Googled. It was never even a defense until 2019. And you want to know how you know he didn't? Just go watch his statements at the Clarence Thomas hearings.
Oh, wow.
It's not the stutter. Yeah. It's the being a shitheel that you have a problem with. But he does it very quickly, very articulately articulately for illogical arguments.
Well, of course.
Yeah, right.
So here's the thing also. Let's assume that he has a stutter. When people say that Joe Biden has clearly some symptoms of cognitive decline, and there have been many medical professionals who have said this, including people we've spoken with who don't necessarily want to talk on air because they don't want to get an audit if Joe Biden happens to win, that is not our primary gripe with Joe Biden. When you say that it's cognitive decline, you're not basing it on a stutter.
Yeah. Right,
we're basing it on the fact that he makes no sense, and really our primary is that he just makes stuff up.
Yeah.
That's not a stutter. I don't know. I mean, I've watched The Cable Guy. I'm not entirely sure. And we've had John Stossel on the show who actually had speech therapy and has talked about it. Stutters stutter is not a synonym for compulsive liar.
It's a form of Tourette's
so
as well.
Let's just go through some of the recent ones. Just recently he came out in the town hall and said that he'd be endorsed by the Boilermakers, right? The union.
I heard that.
They were furious.
Like, whoa,
they said it's
hey.
News to me. And we absolutely did not. This is because they endorsed Trump. And they had angry calls from their members saying, you endorsed the guy who said he would ban fracking and then said he wouldn't ban fracking, which he also made up, and then said he would ban fossil fuels. They said, no, where'd you hear that? The vice president himself.
Some would say a reliable source.
Then just recently he said I have $400,000 I'm talking about taxes. It's more than I've ever made. Well, it won't be more than you make annually, but that's also not true. He made $11 million in 2017, him and his wife.
It seems like a pretty good
And by the way, that's not including the fact, if you look at all the years where he made close to $400,000, but his son was his son was the way he avoided. Hunter Biden is a shell corporation. Hunter Biden is a pass-through entity.
He's a shell son. Jesus.
Whoa. You have that? You have a guy who just made up, remember when he was running for election against Barack Obama, I go on down to Amy's Diner. There was no Amy's Diner. Didn't exist. It did not exist. He just makes things up. It's not because he goes, went down to Amy's Diner. No, it's not that. Right. It's that Amy's Diner is not a thing.
Oh, creepy Joe.
Well, it all goes back to his fitness to be able to do the job as president of the United States. And it's obvious. I can't believe Jake Tapper responded like that. He can be like, hey, just be nice. He is having some cognitive decline, but just, act like he's your uncle and be nice to him. He does.
Exactly. He could do that, and then it would lay me up, if I run Jake Tapper, to not be nice. I would say, be nice, you idiot. No, Jake Tapper. Since when do we have to be nice with everybody?
No, I'm not saying you have to, but I'm saying he could at least have said that, because she wasn't saying anything about stuttering. She was just saying you can't put a sentence together.
No, and it's a lot. And I'll tell you what, this is something, I don't even want to spend much time on this, but I was in my car, and I have all of it. Like I said, I always have conservative and liberal. So I have a Fox News update, and my radio sort of podcast set up. Then I have NPR. Yeah. Then I have something, I have conservative. Then I have ABC News. And ABC News, it was a radio update. Anyone out there who listens to the ABC News radio updates, let me know if you heard this. There was a puff
piece. It's just you.
About this kid. There was a puff piece about this kid. I'm in the car. I swear to you, this happened yesterday. I'm in the car listening to my news groupings. Nice grouping. And I hear ABC News covering this famous stutterer on TikTok. And the kid's like, stutter doesn't have to define you, and it's not something that needs to be fixed. And it's this whole, 2-minute segment on a TikTok stutterer. And I thought, that was weird.
Yeah, it's like a human interest.
And now I know exactly why. Well,
wait a minute.
It coordinates exactly with Jake Tapper. That's the new defense.
Exactly.
So now the victim du jour is stutterers. And by the way, of course I have sympathy for people. I had a little bit of a stutter.
Yeah.
But I knew one of my best friends had a severe stutter. Got over it. John Stossel got over it. And now we're telling people it's not something to fix. Well, it is if you want to communicate with people who don't want to be exhausted by a stutter. And by the way, Joe Biden never stuttered publicly until recently. It was never defense used until recently. I don't buy it. And keep in mind that these are the recent lies, but this is a guy who's been running for president since Tales of the Crypt was in syndication. In 1988, he had to drop out after getting busted for blatant plagiarism and lying completely, again, fabricating an academic record that, again, did not exist. Here you go.
There is one less candidate in the race for the presidency tonight. Delaware Senator Joseph Biden dropped out of the hunt today, saying the disclosures about his plagiarism in law school and his exaggerations about his academic record made it impossible for him to continue.
Impossible, huh?
I do it with incredible reluctance, and it makes me angry. I'm angry with myself.
I'm always angry.
For having been put in the position, put myself in the position, of having to make this choice.
Did you put yourself in that position? I'm sorry, it's just such bull.
Yeah, it is.
Stuttering. You know, it's stutter a huge until disservice to the stuttering community, which I can't even believe I have to say that now.
Exactly. That's actually the point I was going to make. If you're a professional who works in this space, if you're working with children who actually have stuttering, or adults that have a stuttering issue, you're going apoplectic at someone who has not. I mean, let's not say he didn't have it as a kid. Maybe he did have it as a kid, right? And that's
but not since he's been a senator.
But for him to now, you know, 75,000 years after his childhood, to be saying, "Well, now I have a stutter, and that's what causes me to yell at the screen and threaten people and call them dog-faced pony soldiers." Like, is that Tourette's?
Joe's not saying this. This didn't come from Joe Biden's camp, right? This came from the media saying, "Well, Joe Biden has had a stutter, and that's what you're making."
Well, then they asked him, just like they fed.
No, I know, but this originates.
You have a stutter. He goes, yes.
That's why you say stupid stuff, right? Right?
Yeah. And why? Sniff kids. All right, okay.
That doesn't go that far. Yeah,
that's true.
I don't know.
You can't help it.
I don't know what. Is that cognitive decline or is that just.
I think so.
It's a medical
either way,
condition.
Someone's got to notify their neighbors. So
it's the law.
Hey, by the way, we're going to be moving. My question to you today, we're going to be going through. I want to showcase for you today. We'll get to this in a second after we hit some breaking news on Hunter Biden. The electoral map. People saying, do you think that Donald Trump can win? Do you think that anyone who tells you that this is not, that this is anything but anyone's game at this point. I want to be as clear. I wasn't very clear. Anyone can win.
Anyone
can win at this point, and anyone who tells you differently should be immediately discounted. For the same reasons that anyone who tells you Donald Trump has a deadlock or Joe Biden, call it, it's over, should be discounted. This is an election that can go either way, and I will say the prospects actually look pretty good, and I'm going to go through. I'm not a political wonk. I figure if Charles Krauthammer got it wrong half the time, probably one of the most brilliant political minds of our modern era. I am just, this is just a swing and could be a miss.
Take a crack at it.
But so my question to you, though, is do you still think that there is a secret Trump voter? And how much of an impact do you think that will have? I would argue more this election than the previous election. And I'll get to that in a little bit. But first, of course, please do follow me on the Instagram because that's where we do like weird lifestyle stuff. It's mostly pictures of
weird
my dog.
Weird lifestyle stuff?
Yeah. And me and I'm training for my Mr. Olympia.
That's exciting.
I'm training for Mr. Natural Olympia.
Oh, so the lesser Olympias.
Yeah, but I cheat with drugs. Like, it's Mr. Natural Olympias. And then I sell you supplements that I never use. And we'll be taking your live chat. Of course, if you do consider joining Mug Club, loudestcrowd.com/mugclub. We do an extra full, like, 45 minutes of the show behind the paywall. Today we have Manny the Art Critic, and we'll be talking about Joe Biden and transgender kids. $69 annually for students, veterans, active military. And we'll be taking your chat really quickly before we move on. Let's see what this guy on CNN has to say. It's like Roger Stone after a sauna.
Well, I hope so. Obviously, it will depend upon whether we can come to an agreement, and that will depend upon whether
Steiny
or not we give the assistance.
That will depend upon whether we can get mass mail-in voting sort of like, at a post office bailout. $1.8 trillion. That's all you get, Nancy. All right.
Open the economy.
We'll go to the debate thing in a little bit. First, let's go to Hunter Biden. This is breaking right now. I don't want to say necessarily broke yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
And that happened over the course of the weekend. So Hunter Biden, of course, we've talked about his laptop, and this is something that the media has tried to bury. And by media, it's also important to note that the media and big tech are one and the same right now.
Oh, yeah.
This is we were going to be at a point in time where the advantage of the internet was also the same sort of the same drawback in that it's the bathroom wall of society. Anyone can speak. But we thought the plus in that sort of scenario was that anyone can speak. And so people can bypass the sort of gatekeepers. And that was the case for a long time. That's where we grew at record speed here with this channel. And you see shows like Joe Rogan and independent content. How many independent content creators have you seen rise up through the ranks in the last 2 years? Very few. Because now big tech is trying to favor and trying to, of course, get themselves some of those dollar bills from the big legacy media companies.
Yeah.
And that's we're running into now. We used to have ABC, NBC, CBS. Then you had it sort of fractured because you had cable and satellite, right? And then viewership was really low. And now you have Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Google. That's basically the new three networks, only far more powerful. Yeah. And they want the dollars that come from the legacy media companies. And so it's very hard for people like us to compete. And so they can just say, ah, you know what? We're going to make sure that you don't read the Hunter Biden New York Post story. Well, why? Well, because it wasn't verified. What about the Trump calling military losers and suckers? Eh, run it.
4 years of Russia.
Being prostitutes.
What about Russians being prostitutes?
Yeah.
Sounds funny.
What about the good people on both sides?
Well, yeah, we'll run it. Hold on a second. Did you watch 30 seconds on the other side of that clip where Donald Trump condemned white supremacy totally? We don't think it's misleading, says our fact-checking group. Well, who are they? They're independent, but can we know who they are? No.
They have shaved heads.
Have you heard about Russia's $4 in misinformation campaigns? Oh, yeah, yeah, that should be the top of my list. So here's something now, a new development is that Hunter Biden's laptop, and I'll also provide some information here that confirms that this is a real story. This is the most confirmed, corroborated story that we have really heard in recent memory. Yeah. This is important to note. Certainly more than peeing prostitutes and anything in Russiagate. Certainly more than the recent Donald Trump. I mean, oh my God. The recent suckers and losers was the worst one to me.
One of the worst.
There's so many false allegations.
More than the Kavanaugh rape allegations.
Absolutely more than the Kavanaugh rape allegations. Even more than the Joe Biden rape allegations. And there's a lot there.
Yeah.
So, the Hunter Biden laptop was subpoenaed. This broke here by this lady at Fox News. I always forget. She kind of looks like she kind of has like an attractive lizard look, but in an attractive way.
Ah,
that's just
you are attracted to lizards.
No, I'm just saying like if there were like a Disney bearded dragon that were like the pretty girl theory. Love interest, she would look like this.
This is like an extra character in Kung Fu Panda, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Oh wow.
So the Biden laptop was subpoenaed. Apparently, now this I have not fully confirmed, but it does seem to be accurate by an FBI agent who generally works, whose main area of specificity is child pornography. That's the person who's handling the content of the laptops. Here you go, was where it broke.
Was the FBI agent who served the subpoena investigating child pornography, Senator?
Well, you just read the news report. I can't comment any further. I don't want to speculate other than to say that what I said publicly before, our report uncovered so many troubling connections, so many things that need to be investigated that I really think we're just scratching the surface. And yes, I've heard all kinds of things that I think will probably be revealed over the next few days.
The apple doesn't fall too far from the sniffing tree. You know, it's awkward. Always like you want your kid to stand on your shoulders and go further than you did. Not with children. Misinterpreted that one, Biden family. Stick with fat biker chicks. So this is also something that is not surprising to me, because if you had watched, and we'll have a link in the description below, you know, Mayor Giuliani was on the show when we did the stream on Thursday and just happened to drop an exclusive into our lap that we didn't necessarily expect, where he had not talked about this anywhere before our show, where he talked about how the lawyer had actually reached out to the computer repair shop asking for it to be returned. When I said, how do you know that? Do you have any proof of that? He said, yeah, this is the dumbest guy in law school. And he also said, there's some things on this hard drive at that point. Some things that are funny and some things that are not so funny. And I was sitting there going, well, we're already talking about him doing crack and sex tapes. I'm like, so what could be
more
worse? Severe? I will say that behind the scenes, I have heard there's been alluding to this. I cannot confirm that. But for those who missed the interview, here's a bombshell that Rudy Giuliani dropped on our show. A comedy. I was like, what do I do with this? Hot potato. I get it to the news.
In fact, I'll give you something that really verifies it. The very morning this came out, within about 20 minutes, Hunter Biden's lawyer called the merchant and asked him if he could have the hard drive back.
Really? Yeah, well, that's that also reminds me I need to call Geek Squad.
We have the email evidence of that.
Wow, that
so
is.
So the lawyer is asking for the hard drive back.
That's almost as though it makes it worse on them, Mr. Giuliani.
Oh, yeah, it's the dumbest thing a lawyer can do, but who says this part?
Would you advise your client?
Joe Biden was the dumbest kid in law school.
Well, I was going to say, would you advise your client? If someone came to you and said, this is actually my hard drive?
I was introduced to him by his law school classmate. He's the dumbest kid in our law school class, but he's a nice guy. He cheated his way through.
Wow. But he's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
By the way, I don't buy that at all. Joe Biden is not a nice guy. When you look at what he did with Clarence Thomas, when you look at what he did, just a character assassination. The fact that he called a man fat, which I've never actually heard as a name, like a noun, like a pejorative noun. Like, hey, listen here, fat.
Whoa. Hey.
If I were the fat guy, I'd be like,
what?
Oh, I assume there's someone with a last name, like Asian. Did you mean fatty, fatso, fat ass, fat dumbass? Like what?
I'm used to
those. Are you
going
to call me fat? That doesn't even sting.
You, sir, are the embodiment of fat.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Like, here's the problem. Is he just doesn't understand how to split the difference, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
It's like either fat or dog face pony soldier, where he's trying to go. Right.
You don't know where he's going to go.
Yeah. You fat face dumbass. I'd be like, oh, I do a little bit of a Liv Schreiber puffy face. That hurts. But when you just say fat, it doesn't apply to me. And then dog face pony show, it's nonsensical. So just say like, hey, you coward. Okay, fine. Okay, like, you fat-faced, cowardly soldier. Okay, fine. Cool, you deserter. Like, oh, them's fighting words. But just, hey, fat or dog-faced pony soldier, let's split the difference.
Somewhere in the middle,
Joseph. And by the way, if you really want to make someone, you want to make it sting.
Yeah.
If you're going to insult someone as fat, you don't pick the fattest guy in the room because he already knows he's fat. You pick someone who's like dad bod, maybe put on 30 pounds, you know what I mean? Because that will eat away.
I'm right here, Steven.
Diabolical.
Or rather, Gerald's right here, Steven.
No, I'm same weight. I'm good to go.
No, you know what? I did love that time when he was in the factory and he had all the workers around him.
Yeah.
There's like 90 union guys all around him, and he tells the one guy, he starts insulting him.
Yeah.
Or I think it was a question about maybe AR-15s or something like that.
Yeah.
And the guy, he just starts insulting, and you're like, oh man, okay, this is the candidate for president for the Democratic Party, a guy who is so stupid as to his surroundings that he starts insulting a union
it
guy.
It was basically a mosh pit.
And then he goes out and goes, don't worry, they endorsed me. The guy's like, no.
No.
Not where you got that.
Do that.
Yeah.
He referred to me as fat, not an adjective, just a noun. He thinks my name is fat, and he thinks he's dog-faced pony soldier.
Hey, you, lipid.
Hey, you, oxidized LDL.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Deep cut.
Hey, you, bad HDL to triglyceride ratio.
It's hard to get that one out fast enough.
Couldn't get it to 2-1, you son of a bitch.
That's devastating.
And every time he uses that one, I'm like, and this is the articulation of a stutterer?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
exactly. Like nine-syllable insults here.
I just wish there could be a schoolyard brawl between him and Donald Trump as far as insults without it being broadcast. Because that would just devastate Joe Biden.
Ooh, yeah.
You know what I mean? He'd be like, hey, yeah, orange? Oh, really? Is that the best you got? Stuttering Joe? Is that what we're going to blame your stupid insults on? Also, your filthy, ugly wife.
Oh, what?
That's a low blow.
Hey, don't be jealous. Everyone wishes they could have a wife who made $16 million from 1 year to the next year.
Oh, no.
That's a big pay raise.
I thought he never made money. What happened to my chair?
That is a big pay raise. Did you break your chair as well? Oh, my gosh.
I love it.
Can nothing be sacred? Nothing at all?
We don't need anything sacred.
On my chair.
Well, did it affect you?
Oh, there we go. I was reaching on the wrong side.
Oh, my gosh.
I forgot right from left.
We were just making
Michigan.
All right, so listen. Sorry. We're getting off the rails here. So what Giuliani said there on the show where he said, the lawyer reached out.
Yeah.
He said, the lawyer reached out. The dumbest guy in law school.
Right.
Yeah.
See, he probably has great like, he's a dog face, ass face is what I call him. He's got, what do you mean by that, Giuliani? Well, he's got a face that resembles an ass. So I call him ass face. Steven.
Oh. It's easy to remember.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
This has been confirmed after that was breaking on our show with an email made public from the lawyer. I think his name is George Mazires. The point is, it's been confirmed that the lawyer reached out to the computer repair shop. I was like, hey, can we have that back? Why would that computer back?
Why would you do that?
Hey, computer that is very
the
sure
totally
his
yeah
computer.
The fake computer. They're totally fake.
I heard through the grapevine that the computer that may or may not include child pornography has now been handed over to the FBI agent whom I know very well specializes in child pornography. Is there any way you could give that child pornography hard drive back? Is that maybe in the cards? No.
No, it's probably not.
Should have expected more from a dog face pony computer repairman. Like, you'll what have are to, you talking about? I don't know.
You have to talk to the president's lawyer. He has the charge. Oh,
then there was a Ukrainian lawmaker, Andriy Dercak. I could be pronouncing that. Dercatch. I don't know. I could be pronouncing it wrong. I don't care. Claimed a second Biden laptop was seized in the Ukraine and is containing evidence of corruption. And Steve Bannon, who of course works at Breitbart.com, said that this is just going to be a slow drip, that they have more to release. Wow. And that was the old Andrew Breitbart playbook.
Yeah, yeah.
Was release something, to allow the media to claim that it's a false story. That's exactly what happened with Anthony Weiner. A lot of people forget this about Anthony Weiner. Andrew Breitbart had the pictures. He told the media that he had the pictures. He made sure that the media was able to verify that the pictures were accurate, but because he didn't want to release the pictures of Anthony Weiner because he didn't want to destroy his family's life and the life of Anthony Weiner's children, it gave the media an out where they claimed Andrew Breitbart is making this up and lying. Only when Andrew Breitbart actually took over the podium at Anthony Weiner's press conference where he was going to blame Andrew for a false story, when Andrew went out and said, I have these pictures, I didn't release them because I don't want to destroy the family, Anthony Weiner went out and apologized. So that is the Andrew Breitbart playbook that a lot of people don't know. The media has been either ignoring it, they've had big tech who've been ignoring it, and if there's something else that comes out and confirms it, and more importantly, that the media knew it was confirmed, that opens up a whole bunch of legal liability, I've got to imagine, for all companies involved, if it can be proven that they knew, which was the case with Anthony Weiner.
Well, and the only thing that they're saying right now is that this is all Russian propaganda, that this isn't something that is even worth being printed anywhere, that there's no facts behind. Like, everything that I see the media saying is getting parroted by people on Twitter. Oh, this is just Russian disinformation. It's like, well, you just can't whitewash every piece of information you don't like as Russian misinformation.
But let's also say that a Russian happened to give Giuliani the actual hard drive as opposed to the local geeks.
Right, yeah.
So?
Well, if you're right,
does it make it any less relevant if the fact is that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden have been engaged in corruption after corruption scandal? Listen, if someone with the last name that ends in Vitch sent this and it happens to include child pornography, aren't you glad that there's accountability and maybe one more pedophile behind bars? Like, this is one of those things. And there is no evidence that that is the case.
No, of course not.
Because they've tried to make it seem as though anyone who may even have at some point been Russian, if they've provided any information, that this is somehow a Russian disinformation campaign. The disinformation campaign is Twitter, Facebook throttling this story.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah, but they've also conditioned people to, every time something comes out that could be damning, they've conditioned them to hear Russian and election meddling and think, oh, this isn't true. I don't even need to take a look at this, even though the fourth largest publication newspaper in the United States ran with us. This is not some right-wing lunatic way out on the fringes in his mom's basement tweeting this story out. This is a newspaper. Then it was the Judicial Oversight Committee that got blocked. Then it was the press secretary that got blocked by big media. Like, how is there any doubt anymore that they are absolutely in the bag for Joe Biden?
There's no doubt.
There can't be any doubt.
One of the largest questions here is, if you have an entire summer, an entire presidency that has been marred by having news outlets claim their partisanship, not just talk about partisan facts, not just talk about facts, which really shouldn't be partisan, but again, you're infusing opinion onto the facts and twisting them and spinning them in a certain way, which has now become
making them up like Joe Biden has a stutter, or just making them up entirely.
But even, you know, the New York Times, I mean, other places that should have, and a lot of their folks are trying to tell the truth, are not able to tell the truth. They're getting this spin. And now you come out and you're like, you're the ones that are saying, oh, this is just Russian disinformation. But it's so untrue that we're not even going to let anyone see it, not let anyone investigate it.
Right.
We're just going to go ahead, rely on our immunity, and just strip it from the public record.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really concerning.
Yeah. And it's not like Facebook and Twitter and Google all of a sudden grew a conscience and decided to start, you know, censoring information that was false. With all of the things we've seen with Russiagate, just with Trump, and then with Kavanaugh, you cannot be on the other side right now and say, well, they're just making sure that bad information doesn't get out. They want to make sure that the stories are true. I was like, really? A lady who couldn't remember where, when, how, anything, but she thinks it might have happened, and you ran with that as fact?
Zuckerberg grows a conscience when he can grow a mustache.
Wow. You mean when his cells regenerate like a real human being?
Yeah. When he becomes self-aware.
I'm sorry, when he blinks during 7 hours of congressional testimony? I know.
And that is the wimpiest supercomputer ever. Send him back to the future. We don't need him here.
Hey, the devil's biggest trick wasn't... You remember being around. It's convincing us that he wasn't Mark Zuckerberg.
That old phrase.
That's a good trick.
I should have known.
Anyway, let us know what you think. We'll be following the story as it develops. I'm curious to see what more develops from this story. Which, by the way, speaking of tech, we have a new sponsor here on this show. Even Brendan, you should come in. So, a lot of people don't know this. Many of you have had car insurance or homeowner's insurance.
Okay.
And probably for a very long time. It's one of those things you probably checked for your price, right? Your homeowner's insurance, car insurance, checked for the best price a while back. And then said, okay, I'm all set. But your prices can creep up on you.
Really?
And I even realized after the sponsor came in, Gabby, that I probably should have checked them. And I was like, oh, wow.
So I actually did check mine because I got a ticket recently because I speed sometimes. Wait, before, in the past, outside statute of limitations.
Right.
But
not currently.
I literally checked it after that, and it was a great experience. And also, the other best part is they stick it to big tech all day long. So
right, and they also don't release any of your private information. So what Gabby is, sorry, I should tell you exactly what it is. Even Brendan is showing that's the logo there, and you can go to Gabby.com/Crowder. Gabby.com/Crowder. You can just go and check actually what your current insurance rate is that you're paying. And Gabby is a site that lets you see what other prices you might have available to you based on what you're actually paying right now, what your current driving level and record is like. And even I'm distracted. Brendan, when was the last? You look like the Liberty Bell. When was the last time you got a haircut?
1 year ago.
Wow.
How do you know 1 year ago? Was there something in your mind that dates it?
No,
it's gross.
He gets a cut every year on the same day.
He looks like an unshorn alpaca, like just the hair down in his eyes.
It's got a llama look about you.
He looks like a hipster little Lord Fauntleroy.
I'm pretty confident you should not answer the question. I'm partially blind due to my bangs when filling out the questionnaire.
Like a coffee shop Longshanks.
When the next war starts, this is going to be my out.
It's going to be your out. But anyway, you know what else can get disgusting like Brendan's hair is your insurance rates.
That's true.
Your car insurance rates or your home insurance rates. So, Gabby, you can go and get your free check right now to find out what your rates are. That's Gabby.com/Crowder. It saves customers like $800 on average.
Nice.
I got that right. $800 on average. Gabby.com/Crowder. And none of your info is sold.
It's free to try.
Elsewhere. Free to try. Get out of here. I want to see if it would stick in your hair. Okay.
The secret password this week is medium roast. Comment this password in the video version of this show on YouTube, and you will be rewarded with all our splendor.
I think when Bill goes on there, he puts Asian and the prices go up like three times. But if he takes it off, he leaves that part out.
I put multiracial and they just say, no, we're not even.
We didn't accept that.
Yeah. I don't trust
which
you.
Which multiracial?
We know what that means.
Well, I have a family member who lives in Glendale, and that's the highest car insurance in the country, apparently,
really?
Because of all the Armenians, which I never. It's not even a stereotype.
Armenians are bad drivers?
Apparently. I have no idea why.
Yeah.
I thought it was because it was in close proximity to Koreatown. Turns out it's Armenian.
Oh,
they're big butts.
The Koreans, they don't drive. It's just Samsung.
I think it's just someone getting him back for System of a Down. You should have them. They should have them do a Gabby commercial. The toxicity of your rates, of your right.
I'm not co-signing this joke.
It's just a super long play.
No paying high premium. No premiums. Somewhere between progressive and Geico insurance.
You probably
doing a vast disservice to
well, System of a Down.
Their lyrics do sound like live reads.
They're just credit words in there.
Gabby.com/Crowder/Crowder.
It's a great band.
Right. Garrett is just
Gabby's
fuming over here right now.
Hey, just to spite you, I listen to them every morning on the way in.
It's a routine.
Okay. All right, let's move on here to the electoral map. A lot of people have been asking. I want to know. Again, the question is, what do you think about the secret Trump voter? You guys all bet on Thursday. You said if you have to bet, you still bet Donald Trump wins.
But I agree with you that really anyone who says that they're for sure now, whether you're Nate Silver or you're that homeless guy over at the racetrack, nobody really knows the answer.
Wait, do you mean racetrack, the gas station? Because it sucks. We only talk
you
about
meant QT, trip. Right?
That's why I mentioned how bad it was. There's homeless guys.
There are a lot of
homeless guys,
there.
Just roaming around.
And they pee in your cup, and then racetrack puts it back like it's a new cup.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Unverified.
COVID.
And 7-Eleven just takes the cup and goes, floor. I don't know what 7-Eleven is thinking. Like, I've gone, every 7-Eleven I've gone to, I go, have you been to Quick Trip? Your bathroom looks like it looks like an episode of Lock Up.
It's
7-Eleven. Oh, my God.
I almost think that 7-Eleven is an aesthetic because I'm fairly certain every 7-Eleven bathroom has the exact same stains. All on the wall, ceilings.
It comes
mirrors,
pre-stained so you don't see new stains.
I got to make sure we have the DNA spots.
Yeah. I mean, every single one, it's like, call Gerald A for a good time. It's the same number every time. I mean, maybe I put that there. But.
And I call, and I never have a good time.
Never.
Never.
Good times, not
you
had.
Think, you just, think Donald Trump wins?
I do think he wins. Yes.
Sorry, that was a transition.
Okay. Nice job.
Oh, right.
He wins because of Quick Trip.
Okay, so here's something. Let me give you my reasoning here as to why I think it's very possible that Donald Trump can win. I think it's very possible that Donald Trump could lose by a landslide, and he could win by a significant margin. All scenarios are possible. However, the polls want to give you one side of the story right now, where only one scenario is possible, and that's Joe Biden winning by a significant margin, though that margin is shrinking as we go into election time. Also, I should note, I haven't been able to do all of the fact-checking on this yet, but there are some polls that were included in 2016 as part of the RCP rolling average that are not included this go-around, and I have no idea why. Keep that up. So that is important to keep in mind, that Biden's lead is more significant than Hillary Clinton's, okay? But his margin in many – the margins in many swing states are actually lower.
Right.
And again, all of those margins are generally shrinking. This was, I think, taken from this weekend. By the time you're watching this, what are we – October? This was taken from October 17th, I believe. Mm-hmm. So if someone goes, oh, you're – just go to RCP and just click Time Machine.
There's a date stamp on the show.
Okay. So looking at those margins that you see all those toss-up states, right, with the RCP averages, this is how they have the map looking effectively, the Electoral College map. Those are the states that are not filled in. They have Biden with 216 and Donald Trump with 125, which at first glance, you're like, oh my gosh, okay, that looks pretty bad.
Sure,
it does.
So again, I could be wrong about this. I'm no Nate Silver. I'm not even Nate Bronze. But neither is Nate Silver.
You're better than that.
Nate Silver has become, he's become more
that's
of
a Gerald
he's more of a Nate Pewter.
Respectable.
The Nate
he doubled down
school.
On the joke.
He did.
I want to fill out the map. I want to fill out the map using a simple formula. I love how half Asian Bill show him. He just had to cough into his thing. No one cares if you. We all assume that you had COVID. You started it.
Exactly.
I mean,
still does.
Guys, I brought it to this country as a gift.
Oh, yes. The gift that keeps on giving.
And now you all have it because this morning, that was my trick. I had you all taste the marshmallow rock star just to see how disgusting it was.
It was so
I licked the rim.
I submitted my pink slip immediately after I had to drink that.
That was so bad.
A marshmallow terrible. Energy drink. It's like putting drain cleaner in your stomach. That tastes worse than drain cleaner. All right. So I want to fill out the map here using a pretty simple formula. Because a lot of people say, well, how do we take into account the secret Trump voter? Okay, again, taking into consideration that the swing state margins are significantly lower than Hillary Clinton. Okay, I'll only give President Trump, when filling out this map, I'll only give him the states that either A, in which he outperformed his poll significantly, or B, won by a very wide margin, meaning either double digits or close to double digits, okay? So, for example, let me kind of go through this.
Yeah.
Michigan. This is a story, and this is a perfect example of how the media can kind of take facts and present them selectively, which they do less and less because they just make up facts. Like Joe Biden. It's well known that Joe Biden has a stutter. It's not even known that he has a stutter, and it certainly isn't even known that it was widely known because you wouldn't have had to say it.
Yeah.
So, Michigan. Everyone talks about how popular Biden is and how Trump only won Michigan by 0.5%, like by a half a percentage point. Okay? And that is true. Donald Trump only won Michigan by half a percentage point.
Close.
You remember on election night, I was as shocked as anybody.
You didn't think it was going to happen
in
Michigan.
I didn't think he was going to win Michigan. But here's the thing that's important that the media isn't telling you. The final polls had Hillary Clinton up over 11%, 11.6%, and Trump won by between 0.3-0.5.
Wow.
So that's a big deal when you look at Biden. He's only up by, what is he up by, 6 point something in Michigan?
Yeah.
6.7.
He's up by 6.7 in Michigan. They had Hillary Clinton up by 11%. So if you actually look at that, he outperformed the polling. The polling average, not one individual poll, the polling average in all of Michigan by a full 12%.
Wow.
12 points. Think about it. When they talk about margin of error, it's usually 2 or 3%.
Right.
Donald Trump outperformed in Michigan when compared to Hillary Clinton by 12 percentage points to get that half.
Wow. Goodness.
If he were to outperform Biden by 12 percentage points, he would win it by 7%.
Yeah, it'd be a landslide.
So this is why I say the key does come. If this secret Trump voter is still a thing, he could very easily overtake Biden in Michigan, especially since, again, the trend is recent polling has Biden by significantly less. Let's look at Wisconsin. That's another example. I was very surprised with Wisconsin. Trump only won by 0.7%. Okay? Understand. Mm-hmm. I understand that's not a lot. Mm-hmm. But they had Clinton up going into the election by 7% in 2016. Ooh. by 7%. Wow. That means that Donald Trump outperformed those polls by 8%. So this is one thing when people say, actually, the polls had it relatively right because Hillary Clinton did win the popular vote. They didn't even have it close to right in the swing states. So wrong that states didn't even consider swing states all of a sudden became Trump states. Michigan wasn't considered a swing state. No, Wisconsin wasn't considered a swing state. Then they became Trump states because no one thought, well, there's no margin of error. If a poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 12 to 15, then there's almost no value in a fucking poll. But that is what happened.
That is what happened.
You sons of bitches and just plain bitches. I'm sorry. This is important. The polls have become a means to manipulate public opinion.
Yes. Yeah.
And it is true. The polls were generally right. And this is what frustrates me when you see conservatives say this, who I agree with on a whole lot, say, well, actually, the polls were pretty right. No, they were not even close in the swing states. And we were one of the few shows that covered that election live stream all night, and we were very surprised. Then we look at, again, so Wisconsin, Biden's only up by 6.3%. So it's not a sure win. That's not what I'm saying.
No.
But I'm saying based on the polling accuracy that you've seen in the states, it's certainly within the margin of error. And then I'm going to apply another formula here, a couple of different possibilities. But first, please do hit the notification bell if you're subscribed on YouTube, because subscriptions don't mean a whole lot. The notification bell lets you know on your mobile phone. And also, if you don't want to hit it because it burns hitting the click button, or maybe you have an iPad and you don't want to touch it. I just wiped the screen. Well, then maybe you shouldn't have eaten fresh donuts.
Yeah, it's a bad plan.
Are there any other
touch
kinds?
A screen, or shouldn't have gotten a touch screen. You poll taker. So,
can I say? I think that the secret.
Well, hold on. Just tune in mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, definitely tune in. Yes. 10 a.m. Eastern. I think that the secret Trump voter is a real thing. I think there are definitely folks out there who will never put a sticker up, a sign up. They won't even talk about it, and they are the type of person that is still going to go out and vote because they are interested in the country and moving it forward in a good way.
Right.
But I think perhaps a bigger factor is going to be the lack of people who are excited about Joe Biden. There's nothing exciting about Joe Biden. You haven't heard a cogent, cohesive plan from him. You definitely haven't heard it from Kamala. And so ultimately, you've got to get excitement. People have to be excited to come out. People were not excited about Hillary.
But I think people are excited about anti-Trump. So I don't know if that's...
They are.
I think they're going to have a lot of people turn out.
And I think they will have a lot more turn out. But a lot of the folks who are so virulently anti-Trump are the people who aren't even going to show up. They're the people who are out there holding their signs, posting on Facebook, posting on Instagram, and then they just don't
vote. Well, it's Antifa and the Bernie Bros. They're not going to vote for Joe Biden.
And on election day, you do have to fill out a bubble next to somebody's name. You can't just vote against somebody. That's not enough.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. But I do think the secret Trump voter thing, I mean, like you said, they're not putting up signs. Because who can afford that many signs? It's unless you have a clown car of Trump signs, it's gone the next morning. I know, because every single person I've known or relative who put up a Trump sign, it's up and it's gone.
Yeah, exactly.
We put another one and it's gone. You're like, what is there? Is there the flash? I'm not even seeing anybody, and the sign is disappearing before my eyes. They have some sort of anti-Trump magnet.
Yeah.
It's like an Acme magnet that just sucks all the Trump signs into one portion of the earth. They're gone immediately. People can't afford the Trump signs. And people say, well, actually, the polls have recalibrated. No. I looked at the polls. Not only do they, if they don't outright oversample Democrats, they are vastly oversampling independents, like 26, 30-something percent independents. And guess what? That's where your polling methodology can lie, because you can easily have some screening questions to make sure that the independents lean more left. And something that's really important to keep in mind with the secret Trump voters, when people are asked, hey, who do you think your neighbor is voting for? 180, everyone thinks they're voting for Trump. And the majority of Americans think that Trump will win. That's a little crazy. That's the first time this has happened, when they go, Joe Biden's ahead by double digits in the polls, which is factually inaccurate, but that's what they're claiming, because CNN is only citing their own poll.
Yeah. I like the fact that they're saying that. It gives Trump voters and people out there that are whipping votes in these states like an opportunity. Hey, get out. It motivates them even more. So keep saying he's ahead. I love it. Keep doing it.
So, okay. So let me give you a couple of different scenarios. So using that methodology where I'm only giving some of those toss-up states to Trump if he won them by a wide margin or outperformed his polls by a huge margin, this is what that map looks like. Okay? Now, I want to be clear. I'm not saying that's what the election will look like.
It's like a massacre. Yeah.
And see, notice Arizona isn't even in there, which is still a potential toss-up. So I'm actually playing that somewhat conservatively using that methodology. But let me give you a more conservative version, okay? Here's a more conservative version. Because the polls were so inaccurate, and I want to highlight the point here, when anyone tells you the polls were actually right in the popular vote, that's not the issue. The polls were way off on the state vote. So I am now going to fill in the map, only moving the toss-ups to Donald Trump if he outperformed the polls by a minimum of 7 percentage points. Here's what that map looks like. So that's only 7 points. That's a lot. That's way outside the margin of error. Margin of error is usually 2.5 to 3%. Okay. So here's another version, okay? If we go down the list and say, all right, 7%, that's an extreme version to make a point that those are actually probably leaning Trump. I feel pretty confident about that map where a lot of those may be leaning Trump. Now let's go down the list and say, okay, let's just take the states where Donald Trump in 2016 outperformed the polls by a minimum of 5 percentage points. And this is exactly what that electoral map looks like. And you get 277. Huh. And that's, again, Arizona's not filled in, nor Georgia. Now, I'm not saying that he's going to win Wisconsin. He's going to win Michigan. I'm not saying he's going to win Pennsylvania. I'm just saying that there are a lot of possibilities here. And if someone tells you the polls were right last time, they are wrong. And the polls were not only wrong, they were historically wrong. They were biblically wrong.
Do you think that they got better between the last 4 years?
I don't know if they've gotten better, and I also don't know why certain polls are being excluded with the RCP average.
Right, and there's bias. There's bias in polls. Like, you have to understand how this polling is done and to see what kind of bias there is. And there are companies out there that are polling and trying to remove that bias, but I think the landscape changed in 2016.
Yeah.
You can't go back to polling the old way. They're like, well, Joe Biden is actually less ahead nationally than Hillary Clinton was almost to the day this last week. CNN was reporting this over the weekend. Shocker. But they're like, but don't worry. He's actually up and all of these other key metrics, and like, everybody's just trying to figure out, how do you judge accurately what people
what
will do on election
day? What metric is that? The stuttering community.
Yeah.
They come out in they full force. Unfortunately, their campaign stumping is, it's not on schedule. Yeah. It is very long.
Well, there's two great things in our favor with this, and I hate to say it, but one is that most of those voters that are fired up to go out and vote for Joe Biden are doing it by mail. That is a really bad way to go and vote, because historically, mail has been a horrible way to make sure your vote is counted. It ends up getting lost. It's not filled out correctly. So if you guys have done your entire campaign is vote by mail, you've basically
and
just
by the
told
way, we have a running
percentage.
Tally from our last segment. It's over 2 million votes that are potentially compromised by mail. 2 million votes that have been legally verified are potentially compromised. And I'm not saying voter fraud, but it includes all of the above, fraud and compromise. So when people say there's no evidence of mass scale voter fraud, well, actually, there is evidence of voter fraud to the tune of tens of thousands. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you think that's significant, okay, fine. Then I get the hell out. I don't say that. Like, if you don't like Donald Trump, leave America. I'm saying if you don't think that tens of thousands of votes that have been verified fraudulent, if you don't think that matters, then you don't really care about free and fair elections. And then there are millions of votes that are potentially compromised just because, DMV?
Yeah.
The VA? Exactly.
Do you trust them?
Medicare? No. Medicaid? Do you really think that
they need to go on?
handle elections.
And if Joe Biden loses, then it's going to be the Democrats talking about how unsafe mail-in voting is.
Of course.
Yeah. Massive, we can't trust it.
Massive mail-in voting is just the DMV with representatives.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
It's just remote DMV.
Right.
I actually was going to say, nothing has made me more frustrated over the last couple of weeks of hearing folks lay at Donald Trump and the GOP's feet this idea of no peaceful transition, or you know, calling into question the election itself, when I feel like I've, in the vast majority of that, I've actually heard from the left. I mean, and you know, we've made jokes, and they're, I guess they're not even jokes, they're true, about questioning this. You made this point last week about questioning it during the entirety of the 4 years, right? Mm-hmm. The legitimacy of the president's term. And I really do think that you're going to see even more strenuous complaints, arguments, screaming from the left in the event that Trump wins. Even on the 4th itself, we're going to see that by the end of the day, because I think you're going to see all these votes come in.
Right.
And they're going to go, no, wait till January.
What was that?
Yeah, really?
Do you want me to repeat that again?
Like, I missed it. I totally missed it.
The warrior princess?
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do. Watch. You're going to see Jake Tapper.
No.
Jake Tapper's going to do it.
That's a gift for sure.
Thank you.
Well, look, I mean, I know that this is going to be close in some places, but the polling is a great point that you brought up. The mail-in ballot thing is going to be a huge issue. But there's one other thing in some of these swing states that's really big. Since March in Florida, states that let you register to vote by party and let you declare which party you're for, there's been over 100,000 more Republicans since March register in Florida, then Democrats. New people registering Pennsylvania since June, over 77,000 more. And North Carolina, we've been talking about. That's central to their strategy to win, by the way, is North Carolina. Over 25,000 more Republicans registering to vote for the first time than Democrats.
Yeah.
Just this year.
Wow.
Right? So that's a huge thing that we haven't even factored in.
Could just be the Boilermakers.
Yeah, but we haven't factored in the stuttering camp.
I think there is definitely a secret Trump voter, but I think there are also people who are lying to the pollsters and then like hanging up like Bart Simpson and just laughing really
every time.
All of my old neighbors brag about how they lie to the pollsters. Yeah. I mean, you know my one neighbor who's like in his 90s?
Yeah.
I've never actually had one of these poll takers call me. Have you? He goes, oh, yeah. I said, really? Yeah, all the time. I said, so they must be pulling people like you. He goes, yeah, just lie. He goes back to trimming his hedges. I go, wait, you lie? Yeah. So what do you mean? Yeah. I tell him I'm voting Biden.
Well, nobody lies the other way.
No, yeah.
No,
nobody's going to be
like, lie the other way?
Yeah, no, exactly.
It's like, please, can someone shoot me in the chest at point blank range because I live in Portland? Yeah. I mean, think about this for a second. People were voting Trump, kind of a roll of the dice, right? A lot of people here held their nose, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. We don't know at that point, but you weren't being shot in the streets for voting for Donald Trump. That is actually what is happening right now. And you wonder why people may be more secretive and they're voting for Trump?
It doesn't make any sense.
I'm not saying he's going to win, but I am saying that it could go either way.
Yeah.
And you certainly shouldn't lose all hope. And you shouldn't trust all of the polls because that guy, what is that right now? It looks like a minion with those goggles on.
You're racist against people with glasses, aren't you?
We do actually have to get going. We have Manny the art critic, and we're going to be talking about Joe Biden's position on transitioning, hormone replacement therapy, cutting off penises for children. So we know that this isn't necessarily YouTube friendly. So we do this out of respect for you. Piss off, YouTube.